in the unlikely event that you are still smarting from my assertion that the Bible says nothing about loving yourself in the way in which it's currently taught, consider this scripture, please. It's addressed to disciples, Luke 14:25-27, headed up, leaving all to follow Christ. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." We cannot cosset ourselves and live the crucified life at the same time. What we see here is how the current trend of teaching softens everything so that it becomes important to love ourselves in order that we can love our neighbour. But the emphasis is completely wrong. We're to forget about ourselves in order that we can put the other fellow first. We are to die to ourselves. It already happened at Calvary, we just haven't caught up with it yet. Romans 6:11, "Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Something, as the old saying goes, is rotten in the state of Denmark. Either the scripture is wrong or we are. Truth is that none of us is other than totally self-consumed in our natural selves. We are shy because we're self-aware. We don't like being the centre of attention, or conversely do like being the centre of attention. Self-awareness. Everything comes back to our obsession with how it affects me, what it will make me feel like. Me, myself, and I. Question: why do you find it difficult to pray publicly for someone else? Answer: because you are so aware of yourself. There's no other way round it, beloved. We are consumed with the giant self. We need deliverance. Ah, Paul again. Romans 7:24-25. "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." When we decide to follow Jesus with a view to being a disciple, with a view to being and doing all he has stored up for us, little old me has to go to his or her own white funeral, as Oswald Chambers puts it. Jesus has to be all, or you cannot be his disciple. Put another way, you must decrease, he must increase. We'll be talking about what the traveller who was on his way to the city of God found on his journey again shortly. You remember him, he landed in Christian City, which he found bore no relation at all to the city of God. It had huge churches and lots of Bibles, but it was religion, not relationship. It was focused on religious activity, not true spiritual growth. Where are you this day? Settled in Christian City or on your way to the city of God? As Paul was heard to say, "I did not spare you when I declared to you the whole counsel of God." Beloved, I won't spare you. It wouldn't be kind. For to spare you the truth would mean you miss out on everything Jesus won for you on the cross. And my desire is that he sees the travail of his soul and is satisfied. And that you come into everything he won for you. See you tomorrow.